Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Roma. Okay, but you know, a lobby. Bump California love on the west side. Thank God for the weed women in the sunshine. Dumb high, I'm sunset. Blowing cushion from the one time you get a contact. Catch your ass at the red light. Wanna run at them sideways in a Hellcat. On some red flat, by the way, I never seen a better view, not in Malibu. Bunch of bad bitches naked in the swimming pool. Hit a wave, crash, playing spades in the living room. Crack, sound like a doggy style. Got a nigga with a gas at Moonrock, got me acting like I never had shit. From bank kid to a Hollywood address. Same nigga though, 101, get your head kicked. Respect more than the tat, bitch. Air hood, air set down. Sheesh. One time for the red coat. LA to Bay to Sacramento, out to San Diego, California.
This is where it's at. Bitches bug good weather, what you know about that? Where all the flat bitches ride Benzes and Beamers. They either wanna be an actress or a singer. I'm at the strip club on Sunset throwing singles with this bad bitch from Compton, pouring lean up. Breaking down backwoods, rolling gasoline up. Left the Laugh Factory, pulled up in Inglewood. I fuck with some Crips and I fuck with some Bloods. And I fuck with some S.A. My stash house in the valley. Welcome to my palace. Just went and killed two shows out in Dallas. Selling OG from L.A. From the bay.
It's your girl, Miss Geechee One Live right here. I got some new music tonight. Some new stuff. A lot going on. We can talk about this hurricane. We can talk about whatever y'all want to talk about. We are right here alive. We got music. I got some new music. We got some announcements. We got things going on. Get You One concerts. We got the Get You One Awards. We got tickets for sale. I'm just so overwhelmed. What about your friends on Comcast On Demand right now? So if you have Comcast, you can turn your TV on right now and watch this show. We want your feedback. We want your ratings. We want you to push it. You know, we're not asking for much. I do got my co-host, the Dog Man, live right here. Get You One Ready. What's up?
Yo, yo, what's up? Out here chilling. My phone needed to charge, so I wasn't here. I was stuck. My road was flooded. So, yes, I did miss 45 minutes to 50 minutes of Empire. I got, like, the last 5 minutes. So, I'm mad. Yeah. But besides that, I'm good. I'm here. I'm chilling. I'm blessed. Hurricane Matthew, Category 1. Yeah, we got a lot to talk about. Got some things on my mind, you know. We're going to talk about the night. So, I'm glad to be here. Everybody tuning in, I'm glad for y'all. Let's have a good time. Let's enjoy the show.
Word. So, everybody listening, hopefully. If you listen and you did survive Hurricane Matthew. So, which is awesome to know, you know.
All that water. Hurricane Matthew was a joke.
No, but think about the lives that could have been saved.
How many people died in Charleston, Hurricane Matthew? Zero, which is an awesome thing. And you know what? Governor Healey, I commend her. She did a real good thing in that evacuation because, yeah, it was a Category 1. You know, and yeah, you know, we ain't had no major damage. You know, few trees fall down, mess up a couple people's houses, few shingles fall back. But, you know, it was a lot of water damage. And, you know, Eddystone and a few places got pretty hit hard because of the floods of last year, which kind of helped us out for this year. So I commend her on the evacuation because a lot of people did on the coast needed to leave. You know? So, yeah. We were talking about that today at work. You know, it was a good thing. It was.
Word. Well, I'm going to play a song real quick. Like I said, we do got some new music. We do got a lot of announcements, too, as well. Got a lot of stuff going on. We do got some new music. I'm going to play this Bag Money by your boy Black Boy right here, which is also hosting our benefit concert, which we're having Monday, October 24th. This is the first time we're doing something at the Music Farm. So y'all need to come out there. We need to network with these people and the whole different animals. So y'all need to come out there and support us. Free to get in. We're taking donations. Bring everybody you know. Had them bring all the donations they know so we can make this happen. But I'm going to play this song real quick. We do got some music, some discussion. Let's go.
Yeah. Hey, hold up, big. Hey, throw that shit in the bag. We can get him. Yeah. Yeah, we can make everybody big. Shoot him if he moves down. Hey,
hold up.
Yeah.
New legs, yo.
I'm talking about we taking everything. Put the eggs on the wall right there. Yeah, let him know we did that.
Just like that. I bought my little Richard bag. I fill up in double cash. My plug, he just sent me back. He told me it's in the bag. I just got a bag. Blue fist, I'm on my cash. You got what you want, yeah. I just got a bag. Monopoly money, ho. Chill out in the bungalow. Versace, Versace, Miami.
never had sway. Fuck you mean, you nigga book, you better check it out. Bitch, I'm walking with a bag like a moving star. Put the money in the bag, then they call my jeweler. Fuck around and take the D off like I'm Ferris Bueller. And if you knew a broke nigga, fuck him, make him mad. Like pull a rack from off the back of that little Gucci bag.
Everywhere we go,
yeah. Shoot
up. Baby, I trip, bitch.
I ain't doing it, baby.
Cause baby, I'm different.
You know what it do?
More gifted than you.
Go J! Go J! Friday, October the 23rd. It's Gucci Mane and Friends live in concert at the one and only Bond Secure Wellness Arena, Greenville, South Carolina. Purchase your tickets now online at Ticketmaster.com.
Got money that I save, and I'm back on road. Get my jewelry
October
the
23rd.
Cause I'm back
Gucci
on road.
Man live, Bond Secure Wellness Arena, Greenville, South Carolina. This will sell out. Get your tickets now, exclusively online at Ticketmaster.com.
Gucci.
All right, we back, Geechee One Radio, Skirmish Geechee One, and I got my co-host. There's that cool shit.
Yo, 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 I thought you was going to say something for me. I thought you was about to say, yo, I got my co-host, Mr. Geechee One, the dog, man, Ike, Red Top, something, you know what I'm saying? You just pause on me, you know? My bad.
I was like, I did that so you
could
jump in.
Yo, yo, all right, my bad, my bad. Hey, y'all, I'm here, man. I'm eating stew chicken, rice, and beans, watching the news, enjoying the show. That was the new black boy. You know how you do it. Bishop Drip, Boss Dripper, Bishop Dripper, however. I don't know which one he go by, but... That little Juice Gang click, you know, Juice Gang. Hey, them boy fucking CD covers and shit. Hey, my man creative, man. He be having, like, them shit be looking hot. Like, he really put his time into what he do. I respect his craft, you know, what he got going on. He's a hustler, man. He gets it in, man. He do a lot of stuff. I see him everywhere.
Word. I'm going to cut you off real quick. Like I said, we do have some Geechee One news. 2016 Geechee One Awards is going down at you got to say it right. It's the Collins Center of Economic Development at Trident Tech. And it's 30 days away. It's freaking a whole 30 days. So if you're a nominee, you need to hit me up to get your pass. And I say pass because it's a card. It's just basically a card to make it a little easier to get in. And also, if you're coming to the meet and greet, which is Friday at 787, so it's Friday 7, you know, this makes it a lot easier than,
and when she,
you know,
when she said easier, she mean you ain't gotta pay, because if you don't get your passes in advance, yo, we trying to be organized. I mean, y'all don't want no headaches. We don't want no headaches. So we got assigned seats. We got passes. Yo, we got a lot of shit going on, and we need y'all to get y'all things together. I mean, we doing this for y'all, man. We don't got to do this, but we love to do this. This is what we do. Get your passes, because like we said, man, at the door, nominee or not, you will be pinned.
And one thing I want to say is that, because a lot of people don't seem to understand, and you know, they're so used to us doing it at Spirit Hall. And I mean, and I don't want to sit here and just, you know, talk about money, but you know, it's a big thing. If you're doing this at a college, you know, Trident Tech is really nice. We're taking it from Spirit Hall. And you know, we actually, what's the word? You know, we have a lot of people who actually act like they need help and they need this and they need that. But it's like, we've been doing this for 11 years. As of right now, tickets are $10. If you're a nominee, even if you're a freaking nominee, if you're a nominee and you support this,
you know?
Why can't you spend $10 to help make this bigger and better? You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand. Artists want to get paid. Everybody wants to get paid. The security want to get paid. These building people... Everybody wants money, and I do understand that. But when we're doing something, that's why I said I don't want to discuss money, because some people get it and some people don't. But a small budget award show costs about $4,000. A small budget award show, and that's all I'm gonna say. But my day, so basically, you know, if you part of something, you should want. This to be, oh my God, you know what I'm saying? You should want, especially if you win an award, like, I understand everybody, oh, I don't want to, you know. But if you're nominated, somebody went on this ballot and took the time, 5 minutes out of their time, to nominate you because they feel that you you know, they feel that you the shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is it. You know what I'm saying? So, damn, you know, step the game up, dress up, look nice, play the part. And that's why I try to say, even like if you're a model, win or not win, you should look nice. You should come out there and be like, damn, so-and-so looks good. She didn't win, but she looks good. Let me check her out. Let me meet her.
Yeah, you shouldn't, like, you shouldn't come out there in no blue jeans and a t-shirt if you consider yourself a model. Nah, you shouldn't come out there in no blue jeans and t-shirt.
Except if you win, because everybody's looking. When you get on that stage, hate you or love you, they're going to be, they look at your toes, they look at your, they look you up and down. And then, you know, people who don't win, they're going to be like, okay, damn, you know, dude couldn't even wash his hands or his nails look dirty. I mean, people do this. We do got to call him real quick. Let me, I ain't gone. Last four, 2396, you on the air, who's this?
What's up, man? It's Blake.
What's up, Black? We just played one of your hits right here on UG1 Radio.
Oh, I wish I could have heard it. You should run it back.
That's
weird. I heard that.
Everybody,
I wish I could have heard
it. Play it again.
Yeah,
hey,
you
it
missed
again.
It, man. The show starts at 10.
We do got a request. We do got a No Feelings by Hollywood Black coming up tonight, too. We do got some requests from some songs for some people. So, you know what? We could probably sneak that in there. We'll sneak that in there for them. Black boy, anything got you mad today?
Damn right. I just pull up the miles and I still don't got motherfucking power. That shit pisses me off. That shit makes me mad. Hell no. That shit makes me mad, though. Matthew motherfucking makes me mad. Word. That's what the fuck got me mad. There's some goddamn
damn
dual of this some there's some dual survival shit, man. Just that channel 27 shit.
I got power yesterday at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, so I feel sorry for your brother.
It's okay. Check me out. I'm a bad motherfucker. I make pancakes on the motherfucking grill. You feel me? Nothing is gonna stop the dog. You feel me? Like, you could drop me off in Canada in the hill somewhere and the dog is going to eat. Like, I was rolling pancakes on the motherfucking grill, dog. Pancakes, spaghetti. I done feed myself a couple of days off this little ass grill.
I know,
hey,
that's right.
I'm going to say this. I don't know how to sound. Okay. I think during the hurricane, which was so tragic in South Carolina, I think... the electricity went out for like 5 minutes. I started freaking out, and it's hot. I'm dying. I don't know. I felt like the world was about to end, and it came back on 10 minutes later. I was so relieved. I was like, oh, I know damn well if I couldn't take no more.
Yeah.
So I know I probably couldn't really survive a long term.
Yeah, you'll be totally fucked long term.
Cause I swear to God, I was hot. I was going crazy. I was like, oh my God, what should I do? There's no light. And it was broad daylight, and I was just, we're gonna. I mean, it was hot. Isaac was hot. I was
who
like,
panicked?
Oh my God, I'm sweating.
Who panicked in broad daylight when the lights go out?
I don't know. Where I was at, I also, I didn't lose power for too long, maybe about 10 minutes, 15 at most.
Hey, but listen, My neighbor been mad at me, right? Because I stay home. You know, I stay home during that because I didn't think the hurricane been going to affect King Street as much as it did, but it did, right? Like, the wind come down, right? So I've been on my porch, right? And I basically just been on my porch recording the weather because I've been playing with my little waterproof case I got from my phone, right? So my neighbor across the street got a trailer. Like, bruh, shit been getting peeled back like a banana, bruh. Like, the wind been peeling. Like, listen, bruh, Brad Trill is naked in the front. Like, you know what I'm saying? His trailer don't got
right.
No clothes on in the front. But I've been recording this shit, right? You feel me? So when he come back and I show him the shit, he was salty at me. You feel me? Like, motherfucker, I ain't blew your shit down. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't blew your shit
down.
You
mad at me for
him? Yeah, but I tell him shit. I say, bro, but there's proof. You know, they can't see you scamming. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
When disaster strikes, motherfucker, like, don't be mad at me. I did that shit, bro.
But yeah, I mean, I swear I was gonna die, and I sat down and thought about it. It was like 5-10 minutes maybe, and it came back on. I was like, oh, thank you, Jesus.
Well,
right.
Imagine how I feel. I still have no power. I didn't have to throw everything in my refrigerator away, everything in my freezer. I had some shit at my house before I left.
I
put it in the cooler. I gotta throw that shit away now.
Yo, when they come in with these food stamp cards, because I need mine.
They're not doing
well,
anything.
They made a shit. Well, them boy better do something. Might I lose all my shit? I don't get that shit regular.
I got two reports. I got one was saying that they're not doing it at all. And then I got another one was saying once everybody gets back into the flow, then they'll see how much money that they maybe could do. But they're really upset because last year, so many people abused the system.
The boy gonna
and a
do
lot
that
of people
shit.
Did. They caught some people. Y'all had kids and y'all went down there and told them people you had 6-7 churn so they can give you a whole bunch of food stamps last year. So a lot of
And
people,
that's gonna happen. That's gonna happen again this year, but regardless, like she made it a state of emergency, so that's automatic.
So
you
that's
can't take back what
yeah.
you did.
Can't
yeah, that's automatic.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, I mean, last year, this way worse than last year, so you definitely can't take back what you did when you called damn near a week in advance a state of emergency. Come on, man, in a way in the world. We got to get that. We got to get that. I mean, you got people like me who probably just come on 6:30, then you got people like Black Boy who probably just come on fucking ain't come on yet.
My power ain't come on yet, and them boy just basically on some fuck 'em, like, you know what I'm saying, like, fuck 'em, y'all boy. We get the
shit. You crazy? They gotta do something. Ain't no way in the world. There's no way in the world.
Hey, listen, if I had a place to protest, I would have protested, but ain't shit I can protest. You know what I'm saying?
For real.
Let's talk about that. This nigga got protested. He got food stamps. Why don't he get a job? That would nigga say. You
know why? Shit, I don't got that motherfucker. I don't hold up now. I don't get it twisted now. Like, no, I don't got no fucking. I don't get EBT. That's what I'm saying. I want some. I want some comeuppance. Goddamn! Like, I paid for my
damn
shit.
Right.
Like, I throw away steak and shit. Out of fuck, I eat good. I throw away steak, pork chop, shit like that. You feel me? Don't give me that
yeah,
back.
Man.
I don't. No, I ain't got none of that now. But I had some deer meat. I eat
no,
deer
no
meat,
alligator,
but I ain't.
No deer?
I don't know. I had deer. I don't fuck with no, I ain't got no gator. But I have some deer in my shit, but I mean, I would like to, you know, get some payback or something, you feel me?
I know that's right.
I don't get no fucking assistance. You know how that shit that make me feel to throw away them damn flank steak? And shit like
what?
That.
I'm going to cut you off. We do have people tune in. If any of y'all want to jump in the conversation, all you have to do is press 1, and that will put
your
hand
up. Yeah, press 1 so you can talk to us.
Ain't nobody can push 1 now because everybody's secretly balling. They won't keep it real shit. This is the real shit. I am broke right now.
Throw away my shit.
That shit is not like that.
Yeah, no.
I'm gonna play a song, and then I'll play a little piece of your Bag Money demo, which we already played. So we're about to play this new music by Say the Rapper, which has been on here before. It's called Hustling. We'll be right back. Let's go.
Yeah.
It's the vision, yeah. niggas, they be hustling in the streets.
They be hustling.
All my niggas hustle, know we got it.
They know we got it.
See all my niggas, they be grinding in the streets.
They be
right, we live Geechee One Radio. It's your girl, Miss Geechee One, and my co-host, Mr. Geechee One, aka the Dog Man. Anybody out there, what's up, puppies? We got them on deck, Geechee Colonels on deck. Mr. Hilton, you want to tell everybody about your puppies?
Yeah. My blue American tricolor. He's UKC registered, CKC registered as well. And my blue and white female, he's Razor's Edge. My boy is also Razor's Edge. They had some beautiful puppies. I have 3 boys left and 6 girls. One of them, I may keep. The price range, they range from anywhere from $350 to $700. They come with shots. They come with tape, et cetera. The dogs are definitely show dogs. You can do what you want with them. If you fight your dogs, don't tell me because I won't sell you a dog. But I have beautiful blue pit bulls that are for sale from $350 to $700, papers, shots, et cetera. The dad, like I said, is a blue tricolor, and their bloodline is Razor's Edge. You can call me at 698-6482-843 area code. Hit me up.
All right. And you also have a vehicle for sale. We got vehicles, we got puppies, we got magazines, we got TV shows. Shit, we got everything. We got food.
We got a Ford F-150 2002 model. It's 154,000 miles, so that's almost brand new for a truck. And the truck is worth $5,000 to $6,000. We're letting it go for $3,500 with the toolbox. That's worth $700 or $3,000 without the toolbox. It's a great truck. You can drive it today. $3,000, $3,500 with the toolbox. Clean title. The truck works. You can travel with it. You can pull anything with it. It's a great truck. It's white, has an 8-foot bed, and it's a V8. Great work truck, great ride-around truck. Hit us up.
Mm-hmm. And again, we do got some new callers. I just called in. Anybody want to get on the line, you can press 1 to speak. Don't be scared. We do got Mr. Black Boy here, Mr. Angry Black Boy. He's angry about this hurricane. He's still in the dark.
Black Boy. Just put out a video on Facebook today. Black, talk about the video, man.
Huh?
Talk about the joint you put on Facebook today, man. The new joint you put up today.
Oh, yeah, I'm about to drop a video for that. I dropped the song. I uploaded the song up, and I'm working on a project with as a from LR Camp. We doing mixtape together called we ain't got no title yet. But you know, like, I actually be networking with other artists, and the song I pull is called that's the single called On the Low. That's one of the singles we could be on the mixtape of me and Ezra.
If you haven't checked it out, check it out. I listened to it. It's hot. Another classic. You know how he do it. He has his own style. He mixes it up.
That kind of good, man. And I actually, you know, like, I fuck with a lot of people's music. I don't know what's the problem.
Well, I'm jumping back into our news a little bit here. Again, we do have tickets, early bird. We still got a couple early bird tickets left, which are the $10 tickets. You can hit us up. You can hit me up, or you can hit Amber at JD Byrider. She can get you driving the day. I think for $250 down, she can get you driving the day. But she got $10 tickets. And we have Isaac, the Dog Man.
Anywhere in Red Top. I'm near 24/7. I do everything I do in Red Top. Jones Island, Ravenel, Jones Island, James Island, Watermelon, Petersfield, Parker Ferry, anywhere in the country. If you want a ticket, hit me up. I will meet you anywhere in the country, from Red Top, from the Ponderosa Bridge all the way back to Jacksonboro. Hit me up. I got you.
Word. So we got the tickets. Anybody trying to be a vendor, we do got a couple vendor spots left. The vendors will be set up in the lobby. And again, we are at Trident Tech in North Charleston.
No food vendors.
Yeah, no food vendors. We're done. But, and I did put this out there, and it has to be confirmed by next week. If you plan on doing, anybody want to be VIP, if you're nominated, whatever you are, you will have to pay $75. But with the $75, you get unlimited drinks for 3 hours, and you get light appetizers. And there's like, we will set up, well, the school, because it'd be through the school, will set up a closed off location in the lobby for you to eat and drink for 3 hours. So if you are interested in that, you have to hit me up, like, now. And, I mean, that's just being honest with you. But we you can't actually see the show from the lobby, but we could actually give you special seats in the actual inside. You know what I'm saying? So we could do that as well. And that's $75. But, again, if you're nominated, you do get one pass. I don't care if there's 100 people in your group. Y'all get one pass. The rest of you will have to buy a ticket. And this is what we're trying to stress really bad, because I do understand some of y'all are groups and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, for us to take this to another level, we're asking you, I guess, to pay $10. I mean, if, you know, I don't know. Is that the nice way to say it? Shit.
No, that's just the way to say it. We're asking the nominees, everyone who's nominated, like we said, this is an award show, and we are very, very, very happy to say we've been doing this for 11 years with the support of everyone, and, you know, it's popular. We all enjoy it. We all love doing it, but everybody knows that everything costs money, and everything to move smoothly has to be organized. So we're asking everyone that's a nominee to, in advance, please let us know that you're coming. The way to do that is to come get your pass. And if you have anyone with you that's affiliated with you, get them an early bird ticket. It's $10. Because if not, when you get to the award show, which we all will be there, we know we're all going to be there, you're going to be in the same line with everyone else, and we will have a nominee line, but it will only be you in that line. And you will pay $10 as a nominee, and you will have your own line, and you will go through, and everybody else in that other line is going to pay between $20 and $30. We haven't decided that yet. But get your $10 tickets, because the door price will be between $20 and $30. So it may be 25, it may be 30, but it's not going to be $10 at the door. It's never been $10 at the door. So.
And then, and this is what I also encourage for the kids too, because it's like, I do understand, because I know people been like, we got our kids, 100 kids, they take up a seat, and being that,
well, I mean,
if you're
trapped, all that,
and let's say in a scholar.
Felicia, explaining stuff like that is like wasting your breath, because everyone know we're in a business. And I don't care if you had a buffet line, you can't say, hey, it's me, my wife, and our kids. So, hey, let the kids eat free. I mean, unless it's Thursday at Ryan's or whatever that buffet is up there. But, I mean, everybody must pay. That's the only way. I mean, we got to pay people to make this show happen, to make it a success. Everyone has to get paid. And we got to buy trophies. You know, it's a lot of things that we do to show our appreciation to the artists and the entrepreneurs and the business people out here that's doing what they do and has been nominated by their people to show that they appreciate their gratitude for what they're doing. So, I mean, bottom line, if you got 6 kids, hey, all 6 kids need $10 tickets. If you come to the door, all 6 kids going to be $20. So, I mean, it's every seat has to be accounted for. That's the only way we're going to be able to pay everybody and keep doing this award show and keep it getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So,
We do have a caller. I'm thinking this is probably Sadie the Rapper. What's up? You live on G2N Radio?
What it do? What it do?
What's up?
What's up? What's up? What's up?
What's going on with y'all?
We just on here talking. We got an open discussion going on. So you on the line? You on the air? Is there anything you want to say, discuss, talk about?
Oh, just want to call in and say salute for playing my music. It's Sade the Rapper.
Right.
Got my new single that just dropped, Hustler. And it's going ham right now. Y'all make sure y'all call in and request that. I got a collab coming with Charleston's own Mossberg, Montana. Salute, bruh. Some fire stuff coming, man. Language, y'all look out for it, man. Y'all stay tuned, man. Get you one. Turn up. Salute.
Turn up.
I know you're not nominated, but are you coming to the Geechee One Awards in 30 days?
Say that again?
Will you be at the Geechee One Awards?
Oh, yeah. You know it. You know I'm coming, Shola.
So why don't you have your ticket?
Why don't I have my ticket?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna get it. It's coming. We're going to get it. We just been working. I'm working. I'm moving. I'm working. I'm grinding. I'm always doing something. So we're going to get to it. We're going to get there. We're going to show love. We're going to get them tickets. I'm going to get my people to get tickets, too. So don't worry about it.
Word.
I got you. That's what we're discussing right now, because people are so used to trying to come to the door and get the cheap. But it's like we're taking this, we're upgrading this to a whole other venue. And that venue wants money. Like, they don't care. If we let 1,000 people in there for free, they want their money. So basically, that's why I'm saying to everybody, like, it's ten. Like right now, it's $10. $10 ain't nothing. It's an investment. We got people coming. I think it's an investment if you know how to network and market yourself. But
oh yeah,
that's just my opinion. But you know, and I know you're from Columbia, so I don't know how it goes a little bit there. But a lot of people here don't seem to understand that, you know, everything that you invest is a seed. And I feel, you know, like I do understand, like I know you're not nominated, and I don't want to, you know, throw it at you or whoever, but nominated or not, it's like, okay, if Sade the Rapper, you supposed to be making moves, so where should she be? She should be at the Geechee One Awards. She should be shaking hands with other artists. She should be meeting these people. She should be, like you just said, dealing with Mossberg and dealing with other producers, and you should be here. That's where you need to be, because these are the people that you, I understand, like, you're an artist, but you want them to support you. You need to support them. To be a fan, to get fans, you got to be a fan, and you got to support other people as well. So it can't just be like, well, you know, it's all about me. I'm here, everybody. And a lot of people have that mentality where they feel that they already, you know, made it. Like, you got a hit song. Your song might be the shit. But if nobody knows, then it's the shit. It's the hottest song in the Carolinas. But if nobody knows about it, it's just going to sit there and collect dust. What are you doing to promote that song? What are you doing to get your name out there? What are you doing to build your brand? So you got to keep it moving. But a lot of people, they feel they are really established, or they, you know, like you just said, you did a song on Mossberg, and that's cool, but you got to keep it going. You can't stop.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No stopping here. No stopping here. We always grinding. We always networking. And that's what you really got to do. You really got to show love, get love. I mean, and that's even when you on the next level, like when you break into being an upcoming artist from an indie artist or whatever you want to call it. If you ain't showing love, you ain't going to get no love back. You still going to be sitting in one spot. So it's all about the love. It's all about networking. It's all about showing your face and promoting and just being there. That's what it's about. It's a lot of them that don't understand that. It's a lot of them that don't understand that. It ain't just Johnson. It's Carolina, period, honestly.
And I'm going to throw this out there. I mean, you know, this, you know, fuck me up a little bit. I am, again, not, I mean, Geechee One, as well as myself individually, we're nominated for a few awards. We're nominated for the Tone Independent Tone Awards right here in Charleston. We're nominated for magazine. Cool. We hold the best magazine of the year for the South. What is it? We done won twice, and then we are now nominated for 2016 for 3 awards for the Southern Entertainment Awards, which myself, I'm nominated for, what is it? Internet Hustler of the Year, which is, I think is awesome. And we're nominated for Magazine of the Year. And the Geechee One Awards is actually nominated for Indie Event. And then we're going against people in Florida, in Georgia, all over the place. So, I mean, that's hot. What are you about to say?
Nothing.
You about to say something. Can you, like, she wouldn't shut the hell up. What are you about to say?
No, it was going to be something smart, so I'm going to leave it alone.
You know what? We need to do that award, Smart Ass of the Year. And I can name 5 people who should be nominated for that. Number 1, Mother Man. Mother Man.
Yo.
Smart Ass of the Year.
Huh?
You should be nominated for Smart Ass of the Year.
Nominate me.
Hey, asshole of the year. Asshole of the year. Whoever wins that shit will get up that shit too and say, I'm a dick. I know I'm a dick. Thank you.
Hey, Mother Man. Hey, you pumped the shit out that motherfucker too, ain't it? You know that? Shit. Pumped the shit out that bitch. Just pull more like a mother. Yeah. Hey, the first thing you're supposed to say is, I want to thank God for this award. Right.
Oh, you stupid. And I can see you doing that shit, too. Straight like that shit.
First of all, I want to thank God for this award and all the stupid dickhead motherfuckers that voted for me. Such a word, boy. Oh, boy. Only thing you got to make sure the emblem, whatever you call that shit, ain't no damn, you know what I'm saying, no symbol of that. You got to make that shit another guy, some stars or something.
But I'm Miss Sadie the Rapper. Sadie the Rapper, thank you for calling in. And again, you know, we keep your music playing right here on Geechee One Radio.
Oh, you know it. I salute y'all. Thank y'all for having me.
I'm about to play a song real quick, and then we'll get back in the session. Go ahead. Somebody say yo. I'm going to play this, No Feelings by Hollywood Black. Right here, Geechee One Radio. Let's go.
Good. AFP in the building. Hollywood Black in the building. Hold up, I got this feeling. Turn up.
Shawty say it's cool as fuck, but she in the feeling. You know how these bitches do, they be in their feelings. No feelings. I told her I can't fuck with you, cause you be in your feelings. Correct. Oh, mama got a ass on her. I'm throwing out my money, spending all my cash on her. And I'm fresh to death, bitch, I'm about to flash on her. I'm trying to take my mom and fuck all her pants off her.
Yeah.
We be on some dumb shit, but Sky Records, nigga, you know who I run with. I tell a DJ, bring it back with a drum kick. Hollywood 1-800, bitch, I got that dumb dick. Shorty, wanna fuck me, said I'm killing all the features. I'm a A-list nigga, why your man on the bleachers? I can show you a little trick. Hold up, let me teach you. I don't mind dancing with you, but you just gonna watch my sneakers. I go in.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody better. I heard it can get you wet, but I can get you wetter. Try find out that Super 8 stack, and I'm a cheddar. And all you hoes catch a feeling, tell these bitches it's whatever. It's your birthday, shorty, it's your birthday. My mama Clappery, so she should be in first place. I tell her drink this ain't the speed like it's thirsty. And matter of fact, here's the keys to the Mercedes.
Tell her how you living.
Oh, I'm living fine. Wipe my black card.
and that bitch don't decline.
Shout out to the strippers, yeah, I love the strippers. And she told me if my money right, she gon' let me flip her. Shorty say it's cool as fuck, but she in the feelings. You know how these bitches do, they be in their feelings. No feelings, no feelings, no feelings, no feelings. I told her I can't fuck with you, cause you be in your feelings.
No feelings, no feelings, no, I don't want no feelings. 100,000 on a whip, I told him I don't want no feelings. Now he on the MTV, mama look it, I ain't living. Watch him push it to the sky, oh now look it worth a million. You know I'm all about my cash flow, your girl, she a freak. I heard she like it in her ass, so I miss the pull, bitch. In other words, hold your pants low. But she know it's pimpin' bad, bitch, and what your mad flow. Bliss with the jewel gang.
Love the way I be.
She still can't be my main, though.
I call her young idiot.
It's your birthday, girl, it's your birthday. I'm about to beat the church down in the worst way.
It's your birthday, Jordy, it's your birthday. My mama Tavern, so she should be in first place. I tell her drink this ain't the speed like it's Thursday. As a matter of fact, hit the keys to the first act. Shorty say it's cool as fuck, but she in the feelings. You know how these bitches do, they be in their feelings. No feelings, no feelings, no feelings, no feelings. I told her I can't fuck with you, cause you be in your feelings.
Back, each one right, that's your girl, Mosquito One. That right there was No Feelings by Hollywood Black. Shout out to him. You know, he got a song playing right here, Geeky One Radio, and he also makes an announcement. He also promotes, and he's been really doing some things. And better to check out some of these artists that really believe in their music and really want to get themselves out there and get themselves heard. So, shout out to him. For those just tuning in, who do we have? We still got, my co-host, Mr. Geechee One, a.k.a. the Dog Man, as well as the Mugger Man, as well as Black Boy. And Sadie's still there, too. So I guess she might just tuned in, but she's still there, too. And again, we're just having a really, like, an open discussion. We're playing some music. We're talking. You know, anybody got an issue? Since we did just get Mugger Man in. Mugger, what's up? You mad about something or you good? What's on your mind, Mugger?
Shit, coolin'. Damn, shit, making moves, you know what I'm saying? Trying to think of the next thing to do, you know what I'm saying? Getting ready for Get You On The Walls, nigga. You already know.
Michael,
get them
boots
in for the grinder of the year. You already know.
What you about to wear to the Get You On The Walls? You getting dressed up?
I might wear a tux, you know what I'm saying? Me and Black Boy might come through, you know what I'm saying? Pull up in the Harley Davidsons, you know what I'm saying?
Get out of here, man. I'm be fucking dope, y'all, boy, man. Cut it out.
Shit, matter of fact, I might come in a motherfucker on a parachute, man.
Hey, hey.
Okay. So you got to make an announcement. Everybody go to the window and look out. And then we're going to have him come from a helicopter. And then we got to make sure that, you know, they. Hey, we at Trident Tech this year. You know, Trident Tech got that little water fountain outside, right? The little waterfall. So basically, we had a helicopter fly over it, and then he'll fall down, you know.
If they have to, I got like the one, I'm going to make a bone thread. Everybody will come outside and see me come down the
hall. Oh, my God. You cannot do that. You know what?
Once I'm going to be like,
okay, 1 year, another man came to the Get You One Awards, and he said, I'm going to steal these shit. And while the same award this nigga was talking about disappeared, everybody said, Mugger Man, he will steal your trophy.
Hey, shit, the truth is, shit, it never was a trophy.
everybody said, Mugger Man, there was a trophy. You got on stage and talk about he was going to steal trophies, and that bitch disappeared. So everybody
say,
was like, Mugger.
I said, if you win and you don't deserve it, I'm going to keep this shit. So,
hey, yo,
say,
Mugger Man come on stage been accepting everybody trophy 1 year, man. I know I need to carry about 5 trophies.
Shit. Now you bring up old beef. Now we have somebody from 2012 asking for these trophies and shit.
Why you got this nigga trophy in house again? Exactly.
Yeah, I got a couple of artists' trophy in my house.
Oh my god.
Teen artist of the year.
You end up at Mugger Man house, you walk in this house, these are his trophy box, and that shit got your damn name on it. Oh, that nigga. Oh, you ain't come get it this year, so I got it.
Hey, get on boy. Full file. You just go keep it at miles.
Hey, Black. I come into the ward this year with some throwback penny loafers with some old pennies in it. Yeah.
He says, hey, you better come put you on awards with the fish.
I come with the
dead fish.
Some rusty pennies. I taking it all the way back, man. I come in real fresh this year. I might win.
You always be fresh, dude. Shit. You look like an A&R inside get you one of awards and shit. I'm like, you looking for talent.
I be looking for talent, man. We gonna start our own little enterprises in a couple of years.
Someone just hit me about, you know, the deposit or whatever. The award show's in 30 days. There's no deposit. You pay everything now. If you're gonna be a vendor, you pay now. If you're gonna be a performer, you pay now. There is no deposit. We're not doing a chase game. The award show is 30 days from today. Actually, in about an hour, it's 29 days. So, like I said, we do got some performance spots. We do got a couple of vendor spots. If you want to be a category sponsor, you can still get it in real quick. Trying to think what else. If you want to be VIP, VIP has to be locked in by next week, Friday. And again, VIP is $75. It'll also get you into the VIP lounge with unlimited drinks and appetizers.
Hey, who cares that is in the background? Somebody need to get their kids, man. Somebody need to be muted.
Mother man, stop talking about his kids.
Hey, man, somebody need to take care of their kids.
We giving away a free turkey to every fifth female in the building. Get you. Free turkeys for every tenth female, or we giving that to the upcoming model of the year? You know what I'm saying? Free turkeys.
Oh, hey! Instead of awards, we giving out turkeys. You are the artist of the year. Here's your free turkey for Christmas or Thanksgiving.
And hurry up and get it on before that, Yanto. We gotta hurry up and get it on. Hurry up.
Turkey. Anybody want no damn turkey?
He Thanksgiving weekend. November the 21st, 22nd, 3rd, 4th. You might have upcoming artists out there giving out free turkeys, trying to get us buzzed up and shit. You know what I'm saying?
I need my damn FEMA card. Fuck that.
Hey, we are doing the meet and greet on Friday with Mugga at 7:07. I got a question. Somebody said how much to perform at the meet and greet, and I think we never discussed that. So I guess we gotta talk about
really,
it.
That's up for y'all. You know what I'm saying? If you got some main artists, you know what I'm saying? Shit. We might have discussed. Like, I discussed that at business hours.
Yeah. And we talked about that after the show. We talked about that after the show.
Because you already knew that we gonna have DJ Chuck T in the building that gonna be the DJ. So you know we gotta make that thing bigger than life. You already know.
Right.
So you already know you can't just. You gotta be. I know now. We can make something happen. I'm about to say you gotta be a nominee, but shit, we can make it happen. All that Isaac, Isaac will plug you. You know we put the heat on Isaac this year.
Money talk. Hey, money talk.
Yeah, money talk. Money talks don't bother your music bullshit. Now you hear that about scratch your ass off.
Everything got to be mixed and mastered. Y'all don't know that. We professionals.
Okay. I do have somebody want their song reviewed. So I do have Mr. Geechee Wine. I do got Black Boy. And I do have Mother. And we have other people listening too, so y'all want to jump in and get some feedback. We're going to play the song. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, say you don't. And why you don't. Y'all ready?
Turn up.
Turn up.
This is called, he wants actual feedback too. So it's not like, if you don't like the damn song, just say, you know what, that ain't, you know. This is called The Chain, and it's by OG Ram. Right here, Geechee Wine Radio. Let's go. And y'all can't use y'all phone.
Traumatized Camry, Wild Houston. Yeah, I ain't even gonna like not knowing this here. That's my out of retirement flow here, man. What up, Paul? I ain't rap no more, man. Man, this shit doesn't get boring, man. I ain't even got the words for it no more. This little freestyle shit, I guess. Whatever you wanna call it. Man, whack with Tarantino, what's happening, nigga? What up, Lil D? I seen too much in my days to keep on pushing. These niggas all around, boy, they all so pussy. But I ain't got time to be get caught up, nigga, with your mingo. Cause my niggas different shit, boy, we speak a different lingo. We talk that K-A-R shit.
Yeah.
Lay it down by your street. You don't really want retaliation with me. Because I'm OG Ram,
I'm
boy.
Ram, nigga.
Knock up on your door, boy. Send me automatics and a couple handguns, boy.
You don't hear that, boy, that's true fact. Because the boy from the 80, boy, that boy from way back.
Way
I mean,
back.
That boy done all kind of shit. He got his name. Cemented in the game for a long damn time. And oh shit, that boy represents that traumatized shit.
Wild
that be TV. That camouflage creeper, knock up on you real quick. And you don't know what they represent. And throwing double M's, nigga.
Yeah,
in the rain blue, nigga.
Blue,
nigga. Cause you know they true,
what's
nigga.
Crack?
What you gonna do, nigga? Come see me.
Come see
nigga.
Me.
OG Ram, nigga. ODB. I'm a old dirty master when it get to this microphone. These niggas understand, man. I do this shit by my lonesome. Nigga, plus I represent that BF dub. Mac and my nigga Boss Hall, that's love. You don't really wanna go to war with none of us. Because we ain't kinda niggas, that's gon' talk, my nigga. We just handle business, slip and slide. Nigga, we gon' grip that iron. You gon' fuck around a nigga, you gon' know the meaning now. What you talking about, my nigga? You talking to me?
Tarantino.
I'm talking about the OG. You talking about Ram.
What up, Chief?
You talking about Slim, nigga. You wanna deliver? I got a pack by the river, boy. I get it real quicker.
I
make
nigga.
Your bitch real sick when I decide to go spit. Hey, look, it's rat-a-tat-tat. Hey, look, with that man.
That
I mean
old
that old granddaddy, boy, that old 4-5. Oh, my nigga, can't you see, boy? Don't be so surprised.
Don't be surprised.
My nigga, I just disguise the shit, nigga, in a book. And then I don't do choruses and I don't do hooks.
Don't
look
do
it, I just do the freestyle shit. Right there with my people shit.
What's up
to my nigga Marlo, you know.
What up,
I'm a nigga ready for war and snap of a ghost. And he gon' tell you like this, area, you do that show. Because we traumatized.
Traumatized cat, nigga. Wild PC, nigga. Charlie Warbucks, nigga. I hope y'all ready for this shit, man. But this shit, like, it's gonna be, like, some old other shit. I promise you. I can put that on everything. It's gonna be some other shit. The niggas ain't trying to change this shit. So I'll just do it. You're fucking me. You're going. I ain't kidding. Geechee Wine, nigga.
All right, we back. Geechee Wine Radio. It's your girl, Miss Geechee Wine. And we did our first, well, not even our first, but we haven't did hit it, quit it, or rated song in a long time, you know, for various reasons. But that's the first time, you know, old boy was like, he just needed some feedback on his music. If you like it, you like it. You don't, you don't. If you're out there and you're tuned in, and you're online, you can inbox me or you can put in the chat box your response. I do know some people don't want everybody to know how they feel about it, and I understand. So, like the young man is inboxing me now, you don't have to get on the show. You can just, you know. But again, it's called The Change by OG Ram. And, you know, I still got my two co-hosts, Mr. Mugger Man, as well as Mr. Gucci Wine. And we still got your boy Black. So, I guess I'll go with Mr. Gucci Wine. Are you feeling the song?
Why you asking me first? Don't ask.
Okay.
You want to ask me first? No, ask me first. I like that. I'll go first. Y'all want to know how I feel about that song?
Yes.
I feel that song, Mr. OG Ram, should not have been played. I think you should have sat home for a little while. I don't know how nobody else feel about it, but I had a couple of friends on the line listening to the song, and Felicia, if you got the board, I know you've seen a few people hanged up. Those were the people I had on the line because they felt that the song was really disconnected and they couldn't listen to the shit no more. I personally, as I was listening to it, I got into it, and then it totally took me somewhere else that I didn't want to go. So if it's what is hit it or quit it, I personally would not listen to the song. If I did listen, I would have to listen to the song about 3 or 4 times so I could really get what he's saying, because I didn't really understand it. Some of the things he was saying, some of the lyrics didn't really connect nor make sense. So I will sit back in the studio on that one and trash that and do another one, bro. That's my opinion. The song sucks.
Right. And that's, you know, Isaac, you know. And again, Isaac, you know, I love that. So we do have an artist. Well, we actually got two. And, you know, Isaac is not an artist. So that might be his opinion and how he feels.
Yeah, that's my opinion.
So next up, Mr. Black Boy.
I mean, that shit, yep, at first when he had come on, I've been like, oh, brown, some Jeezy fade to black shit. Like, I kind of like that different, like, type of shit, you feel me? But I get kind of lost in his flow because he just sounded like he been just flowing. But then I had to realize he been freestyling. But I had to catch him saying that in the song, you know what I'm saying? Like, so... I don't think he couldn't have been no format to that, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I know he just been free, I guess, because I do music. I mean, I can give him props for doing that, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I mean? Like, I could have tell he been a freestyle. So when you freestyle behind music like that shit, either you up on your words and your topics or you ain't, you know what I'm saying? When you ain't fluent with that shit, he been switching topics a lot, you know what I'm saying? Like, so that shit been kind of losing me, you know? So, I don't want to just say brush it trash. I just want to say, like, if he got another track, tell him saying something that he actually write, because I know that been a freestyle song right there. Like, if he got something that, like a song that he actually write, you know what I mean? Like, put the, actually, like, format and write, like, I want to hear something like that, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't really put my cup of tea right there.
All right. And then last but not least, Mr. Mugger Man, I got all that stuff in the background because everybody's asking me if that's my background. And the only thing in my background is a fan. But I think that's Mugger's background. But Mugger, what do you think of the song?
Chill. To be real, shit, Black Boy say everything I wanted to say. Like, I respect that shit because it's been a freestyle. But if that shit was some writing shit, now, God, damn, why you make us listen to that? But... that shit's great, you know what I'm saying? As far as a freestyle now, like Black Boy said, that nigga just been all over the place, you know what I'm saying? Damn. And then a song called Change, shit, he talking about kicking doors and shooting up shit, you know what I'm saying? So you need to stick to the old home. If he talking about change, shit, don't change and be the bad guy.
That's
what I'm saying. That's just great. I mean, it's great for a freestyle, you know what I'm saying? I like the beat and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Y'all guys being artists, I appreciate y'all saying that because that's like kind of what I meant.
what y'all said. Like he was all over the place. Like I would try to catch it, and then it would sound like he's getting somewhere, and then he would totally take it left field. So and if it was a freestyle, which y'all caught that I didn't catch, you know, some people can freestyle and some people can't. And a lot of people who say they do freestyle, they be lying. So, I mean, if my advice to you is if you want to put something on the radio, make sure you, if you listen to that yourself and you felt that was worthy to put out there and to put on the radio and the access to rate it, then me personally, what I'm saying to you is you need to either check the group that you with or people, or you need to really get somebody to evaluate your stuff before you put it on the radio. Because that was not something that you want to put out there, your first impression. If it's your first impression, that's not something you want to put out there, brother.
Yeah, I agree.
And like I said, you know, that's just our opinion. Like, I mean.
Got another track? Nah, know. If he got another track, like, if he got, because see, I ain't gonna lie, I freestyle, and I go with that shit, but I ain't got no problem putting my pen to paper, you know what I'm saying? Like, writing my thoughts down, because like I said, when you freestyling, when you try to freestyle over, see, any, like you can freestyle, anybody can freestyle for like a minute or so, you know what I'm saying? But when that beat playing constantly and you got to stay on topic, see, I think that's what been throwing them off. See, bro, I just been all over the place, you feel me? Like, you can tell he got some kind of wordplay, but if you bunk, like, he stopped rhyming so much times, you know what I'm saying? Like, because he been jumping from thing to thing, you know what I'm saying? Because he been freestyling, but and him doing
the song,
that.
The song is going to change, so shit, you know?
Change him up. But you see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying, though? You see what I'm saying, though, Mug? You know what I mean? Like, if he probably writes something, you feel me? Like, if he probably writes something, like, you know, I could come up with a hook, you know, and boom, boom, boom. I won't hear that, you know what I'm saying? Like,
he need to redo that shit and kill that shit, because that beat hard as a bitch. So shit, don't let that beat just go to waste.
The engineering ain't right either, you know what I'm saying? Like, the mix, mixing ain't really right either, you know what I'm saying? So he could have been going in, but if your mixing ain't right, that going to make your music sound bad too. You know, you can be the best rapper, but if your mix ain't right, then that shit just ain't gonna sound right, period.
Yeah. Yeah, get somebody else to freestyle.
He wanted to say he wanted to ask about his song. You know, he wanted some, you know, other people to hear the music and see what they thought about it. So, I mean, you know.
Well, don't put that joint on one of them, them little small radio shows. Don't put it on GT1, man, because I'm going to keep it gangster.
Y'all boy going too hard, man. Y'all boy, see y'all going, listen,
no,
man. Listen.
No shame.
You can't check them out, though. Check them out, though. I mean, like, yeah, that shit ain't been we been now.
No,
but,
Black.
You know,
no,
you can't,
Black.
But check
no.
them out. Listen, check me out. But listen, check me out, though. He take a lot of. That's why he's saying, though, feel me on this shit, man. Like, you feel me? Like, we don't rip bruh song. You feel me? But no matter what you say, he take a lot of balls, bruh, to put yourself on a platter. He take a lot of balls, bruh, to put yourself on a platter and be like, hey, you know, criticize my shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I wanted them artists, bruh. Like, I be thinking my shit hard now. I done had some shit. People tell me, no, Black, like, throw that shit far in the bush. You feel what I'm saying? But I put myself out there. You take a lot of fucking courage, bro, to put yourself out there and be like, hey, but when you do that shit, now, that's why I'm saying, when you do that shit, you got to be ready for the shit people see, because see, everybody ain't your homeboy. Everybody ain't the person who sit next to you and might smoke your weed for free and can tell you, yeah, that shit sound good, my nigga. Like, everybody ain't your partner. So when you give your shit to the world and be like, hey, how does shit sound? You feel me? You gotta keep an open mind. You can't hold no malice, bro. You feel me? Because everybody ain't your partner and everybody ain't your support group. Like, so if your shit ain't right, when you put them out there and ask somebody to tell you, you know what I'm saying?
Rapper must some real shit. He just damn it's all over the place.
He just been all over the place.
Right.
So that shit like a hit of the hand quarter. That shit, you know what I'm saying? Just redo that bitch. Like, that shit's great. No, you just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like you said, keep the beat and get somebody else to rap. Hey, yo, like I said, hey. Yo, hey, I'm just having fun. Yo, hey, don't get it twisted, but I'm going to tell you straight up. A lot of people have gave me their music, you know, just over time and dealing with this the industry we're in. And I am a real good critic because I love music. Now, I'm not a musician. Now, I can rap. I can freestyle. I can write. I can do all that stuff. But I don't. You know, I love music to death. I love the art of music and everything about music. But one thing about me is I'm not a performer. I'm not an artist. But what I can tell you is I got an ear for music, and I love music. And y'all keep sending y'all shit in, because if y'all want an honest opinion, you got one here. And I'm gonna give you an honest opinion every time. And like black boys say, I mean, people look to people like me who gonna criticize you and let you know, hey, look here, man, pick that shit up and bring something else out. And I'm that guy. So please send in everything y'all got so I can tell y'all about y'all ass. Please, send it all in.
Black boy,
I want to hear
black
it all.
Boy, you remember that time you were in the gas station and the artist confront you and say, dude, you like my music? You remember that time?
What happened?
Remember you was in the gas station one time and an artist approached you and said, you don't remember me? You don't like my music? You remember?
Yeah, and shit, I tail him in his face. Yeah, I didn't like that shit. So fucking what? Like, shit, what the fuck? You know what I mean? What the fuck? I mean, shit. I don't like that shit. You feel me? Like, you can't make me, like, I don't eat fucking chicken. You feel me? I ain't gonna eat that shit because the colonel walk up on me and be like, you don't eat chicken? No, motherfucker. I don't. You feel me? Like, yeah, bro, he asked me, and I responded, you know what I'm saying? And that was however he wanted to take that shit after that. I mean, I disrespect him because he ain't disrespect me. He just said, feel some type of way. But I tell him, I said, bro, oh, shit, you want me to tell you why I tell you on the radio, or you want me to tell you right here? I just ain't had like that shit, bro. Like, I ain't had like that shit.
Right.
I mean, I don't give a fuck. My Facebook name is my real name, Marcus Green. Like, I don't, shit, what the fuck? Like, that's my name, Marcus Green. Like, if I don't like your shit, I don't like your shit. Like, I can't make you like my shit, you feel me? Like, shit. And shit, if Brown won't ask me, when he see me, shit, he can ask me. I'll tell him the same thing I just tell y'all. Like, you know what I mean? It don't matter. I be everywhere. You feel me? Like, and I ain't no tough shit. I just saying, like, you brought it up. Yeah, bro, did ask me. And when he asked me, I told him, no, I didn't like that shit, guy.
And the smart ass award goes to
First of all, I'd like to thank God. First of all, I'd like to thank God. Then I'd like to thank Muggle Man for giving me the award, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, some of the boys, I'd like to thank Allah, you know what I'm saying? Shit.
Think I wouldn't put, shit, I'll put that motherfucker on, I'll put that motherfucker on my trophy case too, goddamn, polish she ass up.
Right. Shit, whatever, though, man. You got millions of people in this world, man. Don't stop at one opinion, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
shit, keep pushing.
Exactly, that's the point. Like, shit, we might not like that shit, but 30 other people might like that shit.
Shit, he probably got full five ass songs that he ain't even put out and put that out. Just like I just said, like, you gotta check your friends and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, this shit will probably say, no, don't push that one. Yeah, push this one, you know what I'm saying? But it is what it is, man. I knew he got flow, so shit, I knew he could make better shit than that, so everything good. He passed my book, you know what I'm saying? OG,
right,
OG Brown, right?
We're about to wrap up the show. About to wrap up Rich One Radio again. We do this every Wednesday. We do got another new song from Stutter Man. I've Been by Stutter Man, featured Duffelbag Doogie. I will end the show with. But again, the award show is in 29 days. We do have $10 tickets until they go. Once they go, the price will be more. If you're if you're a nominee, we are pushing you to try to get the passes like ASAP, and we are trying to push you to get the tickets because 9 times out of 10, you're gonna bring somebody with you, and then y'all get to the door and it's like, damn, y'all charging this much to do, but it's the you know. know, I understand people don't like to buy tickets in advance. I understand all that, but y'all, you know, y'all crying about Sterling Hall. Oh, this is ghetto, and the place is in the hood. We take it to someplace else, and we're asking for $10. Buy a ticket. $10.
No, hey, hold on. Don't get it twisted. We asking for $10 now. $10 is, I'm telling y'all, that is not helping us one bit. It's only helping us to keep moving forward. It's going to be $20+ at the door, so it ain't no negotiations with that. $10 is not helping us. We are trying to help everyone help each other. So pay the $10. Let's help each other.
And while you down there, sign up for school. You know what I'm saying? Come early for the meet and greet. Sign up for school while you're down there. You know what I'm saying?
And another thing I want to also say, too, is the nomination, voting ends October 31st at midnight. After that, if you're voting November 1st, it's already tallied up. We already got the winner. So you can, you know, because people like to do that. November 1st. Vote
make sure you spell Muggle Man name right on that Grinder of the Year award. I need that this year again. You know what I'm saying?
Looking for that 50-cent appeal. All that.
Huggerman.
This Friday, 787, free to perform, 10 at the door. This Saturday, I think it's 25 to perform at Willie's. The winner open up for NBA Youngboy, October the 29th, Orangeburg, South Carolina. Get it?
Word.
In there.
And we have an event at the Music Farm, Geechee One, and Black Lives Matter Charleston.
Lives Matter.
Which has a whole lot of...
Sam, I trying to get involved with that.
Man, we at the Music Farm.
It inboxed, oh boy, because, I mean, from my understanding, it's already kind of full. Because we got people playing instruments, and we got rappers.
Man, shit, put me down for a walk through or something, right, man?
They did mention we should get up there and do a skit from the show, but like, I mean, like I told them, I don't know, y'all don't, and I don't know, this is the issue me and Blackwell was talking about. I mean, I don't have a problem doing some live stuff, but we need people who don't want to meet, because if you, especially live, y'all gonna look stupid if y'all don't know y'all lines. If y'all want to do something live, I don't have a problem with that, but, you know, it just takes more time, it takes really meeting, and it takes really rehearsing. So if you don't, if you're the type of person, Mugger Man, who don't like to rehearse and to meet, then you should never do nothing live.
I don't go live. I go right now.
I think Blackboard, you like stuff like that. You wouldn't mind doing, even at the war show, we doing something. Y'all get up there live, but it just, you want the person that you're doing it with to be on point. Because if they look stupid, you look stupid too.
So what I'm gonna do some Geechee One interviews. Black Boy can go live. Me and Isaac can do some interviews. You know what I'm saying? On the spot. So we see you in the building, and you know what I'm saying? You're somebody. You get interviewed by Geechee One Radio on the spot. You know what I'm saying? And you know, we know who the peoples are. We know who the streets is, what's going on. So you don't even got to be nobody. If you're an artist and you grinding and you in the building and we, you know what I'm saying? Shit, get your interview. Live, on the spot. Geechee One Radio. The hardest radio show straight out of Charleston. Shit.
Word.
We like, doing interviews or what?
I mean,
word. Hey, yo.
I don't know.
Y'all boys. Yo, send in that music because I'm ready to talk shit. Please send in everything that y'all got questions about because I want to talk
every
to you
Wednesday
about.
Night, we're going to do a hit it and quit it. We're going to bring that back. Then we're going to do a where are they now? You know what I'm saying? Where the artists at now? You know what I'm saying? We're going to do that.
Right.
Every other Wednesday, you know what I'm saying? And shit. Might have Mother Man running around Charleston like Charlemagne the God on rappers trying to kill me. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to keep it real, real, real on the Geechee One Radio Show. Where are they now? From tattoo artists to rappers to poets to whoever, cameramans, you know what I'm saying? Where are they now? Some modeling, you know what I'm saying? Some working at a car lot, some mechanics, you know what I'm saying? We're going to find out what you got going on. Might pull up at your job and do an interview, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, like I said, with the access, the voting ends October 31st. And putting everything together, I normally put the lineup of the show on the event page. If you're not part of the event event page, which is 2016 Geechee1 Awards on Facebook, you should be. And I'm thinking, Isaac was talking about maybe starting a group for the nominees, maybe. So if we do that, then, you know, go to that as well. But so basically, because I know a lot of y'all don't like to show up on time, and, you know, I do understand y'all, you know, on colors people's time and whatever. But that's like saying
Black Lives Matter. Shout out to colors.
And we do a category, and you already gone. We're not going to go back. We're going to keep the show going. We got to keep the show going. But we do have some hot people performing. Right now, we do have your girl, Cece. She's performing. We got, who we got? We got B Kittle and Killer Skip performing. We got,
time to check in up.
I don't know who checking up is.
That's Killer Skip.
Annihilators, the little girl group, they're performing. I think that's about it right now. So, I mean, shit. And I'm cool with just them three, to be honest with you.
Yo, we got a stripper. We got Buffy the Body. She's going to be there stripping halftime show. You know what I'm saying? It's going down.
Oh, my God.
Hey, after we get the gospel and all that out the way, now you know you turn into an H-Reader show. You know what I'm saying? Anything goes.
No.
Try to technical college.
Wow.
No.
All the girls going wild. College boys going wild.
Yo, hey, we going back to Rivers Avenue, Desperados. I'm telling you, we getting there. Yeah, y'all don't remember that, huh?
No, I've never been here.
You remember that shit we been to? I know Mexican shit we been to on the right hand side where we had the lingerie show and all that shit. Had the niggas throwing money on the damn stage. You don't remember that?
Not Desperados. You talking about
the Mexican shit? I don't know.
But I'm crazy.
Something else. No, it was called
Illusions.
Something else before that, too.
Illusions.
Oceans?
Illusions.
I don't know what that shit was on the right-hand side. But, no. Nah,
it was called Illusions.
No, the black people had it when it was Illusions. It was Mexicans when we had the award show there.
Oh, I
don't know, man. You talking about Ashley Phosphate. You talking about Brandy. A.K.A. the chicken coop. A.K.A. They not changed the name so damn much. Remember old boy made it a chicken coop. Ain't nobody came. So it says Brandy's, but they call it something else, too. But
Androids.
But them boys, they really don't do too much out there because every time they do an event, people get shot. So.
Well, you get ripped off by the fucking club owners and shit.
You about to start that again?
Hey, we just the show that keeps it real.
Shots fired. Pop. Shots fired.
Put your glasses on.
Nah, you know them boys like to come at your ass, though. Don't play. My boy said, you take their little bit of money. You charge them.
Oh, boy.
Hey, yo, get off. Hey, that's not for live. That is not.
Yeah, we keep it real on the show.
Yo, y'all is stripping.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. But I'm going to give
wrap the show up, man. Wrap the show up.
Anybody else got something to say? Because I'm going to play the song. And I'm about to go. I got to work in the morning.
The Geechee1 meet and greet is at 787 Bar and Grill. You know what I'm saying? I don't know Black Boy available, but, you know, he's going to be the special guest host or something. He's going to be something.
Yeah, along with
when?
Mr. Me.
In that shit
the old man. Me and the puppy.
That's Friday the 11th.
That's Friday.
Meet and greet. Day before the Geechee1 Award. It's going to be the Geechee1 Award meet and greet.
We at 787?
787.
Yeah. All right, I'll be out there.
Gonna be turn up. If you want to perform, get an Isaac Mugger Man or Felicia. Go add the new Mugger Man page, Charleston Plug. They hacked my other page, so I had to switch it up. You know what I'm saying? So we
gonna
keep it going.
We are selling raffle tickets. They're $4, and whoever gets it will get a $75. Visa gift card, and they're just $1, and you get it from me. And I guess I'll give Isaac some, so you can get it from me and him. And y'all need to support a fucking dollar. How about that? Shit.
And we got the giveaway, the badges, got tickets on sale, meet and greet. Might pull a red carpet out, never know.
And again, the badge is just a card. If you want, you can laminate it, you can get your own lanyard, you can do whatever. It's a card. It's a card with a number on the back. So, I mean, I know some people who actually go all out and get laminated and decorated and all the other shit. So if you're one of them type of people who like to keep this around your neck after the war show, or this is the only thing that you show that you was nominated, you might want to hit me up ASAP so you can get it for me.
Yo, we got, like you said, we got the raffle tickets. Raffle tickets cost $1. Your prize is coming Christmas. We got a blue pick for you, puppy. Blue tricolor.
Turn up. What happened? Well, I'm lost. What you just say?
We give away a puppy.
We're not giving away a puppy. Hell to the no.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No, we're not.
Hey, them dogs gone worth money. So shit, that's a good giveaway.
That's it. And not this litter, my next litter, which is them dogs worth $1,500. I'm selling them for $1,500, but I'll give one away for free for the cause. You know what I'm saying? This is what we do.
Well, don't give away little Ike.
We have a barber on deck. You come in, you get your dreads cut, your hair cut, or you got something to do in it, but you might want a puppy.
Damn right.
Right. So we'll work on that. But again, we will have somebody interviewed on here next week. You know, the hurricane, blah, blah. Because I do got some, actually, I got some authors on deck who want to come on the show with their books.
Hurricane Nikki Haley.
Word. And, you know, and we do support that. But I'm going to play the song. Tune in next week, Wednesday, 10 o'clock right here. Get You On Radio. This is I've Been Stunna Man featuring Duffel Bag Dougie. Get You On Radio.
Love. Connie on the
beat.
I been getting money. I been whipping them whips. I been flipping them. I been hitting them licks. I been catch that charge. I been getting money. I been whipping them whips. I been flipping them. I been hitting them licks. I been catch that charge. I been step bro. I've been getting money since like the first grade. I've been whipping up cake straight out the microwave. I've been flipping them packs. I've been had them stacks. I've been whipping a car. I've been whipping your bro. I've been rubbing straight down in your bro. I've been jumping out cars. I've been switching out Dodge. I've been slipping up. I've been whipping up hard. I've been down and out. I've been getting that move. I've been rocking a crowd. I've been smoking that low. I've been eating that burgers. I've been eating at churches. I've been dropped out of school. I've been toting that tube. I've been cop them J's. I've been making plays. I've been selling coke. I've been in the trap. I've been drinking that gin. I've been to a chill. I've been to a dub. I've been off that lean. I've been smoking green. I've been getting money. I've been whipping them whips. I've been flipping them. I've been hitting them licks. I've been catch that charge. I've been getting money. I've been whipping them whips. I've been flipping them. I've been hitting them licks. I've been catch that charge. I've been step roll. Since I jump up off the porch, had to watch and observe, learn the game without a coach. Now we're starting five. I've been down the ride, true religion, robbing jeans. I've been looking fly. Put your faith inside these. They've been telling lies. If you ever testify, you deserve the dough. Terry riding shotguns, he let them bullets fly. Guns in the back seat, finesse you and your guys. What you know about cooking deep? Don't
You know we slowed up. Ain't nobody telling names, even when we ain't cut. If you booking for a shot, double bag pulling up. I been getting money. I been whipping them whips. I been flipping them. I been hitting them licks. I been catch that charge. I been getting money. I been whipping them whips. I been flipping them. I been hitting them licks. I been catch that charge. I been that bro.
And like I said, I'm wrapping up the show. Again, thank everybody who's still there. We still got people listening. Thank y'all for listening into the show. About to play a song, about to end the night. Again, every Wednesday night, 10 o'clock. Let's go, get you one.
I just wanna one night stay, yeah. I don't need a name, I don't need a number. Only thing I want, girl, for you to come on over. I just want a one night stand. I just want a one night stand. Both of us drunk, both know what we want. So won't you come on over, let me beat that thing up, beat it up.
Girl, I laid eyes on you. It's four of y'all, but I'm telling you, you the baddest out your crew. Your face sexy and body right, and I'm looking at a blessing.
Right,
now,
right.
I want you, girl, that's hands down. Don't even ask that question.
Nah,
I'm 6 feet, you 5'2", you short, that's what I like. Just walked up in the club, girl, and you is just my type. My pocket's straight, and I'm telling you, what you want to drink, that's on day. The rock boy on Hennessy. Taste, I'm trying to flex. Turn up, having a good time, and I'm trying to see what this girl about. You're a good girl, freak on the low, and I'm trying to find out like right now. Lick is weak when you a freak. 9 out of 10, you can't hold it in. No, am I sorry? I'm being rude. I'm school to see where I begin. Clean the girls up in this club, but you the one my eyes on. Real talk, I ain't playing games tonight. I wanna take you home. I'm digging you when you digging me. You want it bad as I do.
I do.
Your friends telling me now, but we both know the truth,
I don't
girl.
Need a name.